It's 4:03.
Boomer traffic.
Get our Boomer sit-in underway here in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at Boomer traffic and see how we're doing to kick off the drive home. Northbound I-480 near Martha. That's an accident on the right shoulder. Stalled vehicle near 129th and West Maple Road. Southbound I-680 near Pacific, another disabled vehicle at that location. Southbound I-480 at Woolworth. Yeah, I don't know if those are two separate accidents with the one on Martha Street and the one on Woolworth. I'm not sure. You may encounter two things along there. That's possible. And looks like another disabled vehicle, southbound 680, approaching Pacific. So there you go. That's the latest in traffic. See something, let us know at 553-1490.
Boomer weather.
And the forecast, there's a 20% chance of snow after 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Otherwise, increasing clouds and a low tonight at 26. Tomorrow, slight chance of snow and sleet before 10. And then a slight chance of rain after 11, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 42. 24 on Saturday for a high and only 23 on Sunday. Sunday, there is a 30% chance of snow, mainly in the afternoon. 33, Omaha Council Bluffs, and 33 in Blair. All right, time for a Boomer sit-in on the Boomer Radio Network. Love doing these. We get to meet the most interesting people when we do these sit-ins. And today, it's no exception here. A couple of very interesting gentlemen in the studio, Mike Simrad and Dave Nelson, with us. First of all, Dave, you're not really the feature today, but
no,
you're
I'm
the
not.
One. This was your idea to put all this together with Mike. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Mike, I knew, had tremendous knowledge, and I think it would be great to share with the public, and especially the Boomer Radio listeners.
Yeah, so that was your motivation,
right?
Your thinking behind this.
Yeah, so it was.
Anything else we need to know about you? Did you play in a band?
I played with the Brakemen in 1965, helped get them started, then went back off to college.
Mm-hmm. Are you playing with anybody right now?
Not right now,
okay.
No.
And what did you play?
I was a bass player.
Uh-huh. Did you sing too, or?
Some things, more of the lower registers.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You want it? Why don't you introduce Mike? You know.
Well,
him.
I will.
Yeah.
Mike Simrad. Mike and I have known each other since we were about 5 years old, and Mike has gotten into music a lot more than I have, and with the bands he's been in, such as the Nomads, Jay Harrison being the Bumbles, and of course the Smoke Ring. He was also one of the people who helped found something called the Nebraska Music Hall of Fame. Right now that entity is kind of in flux.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people inducted into it, as well as myself.
Yeah.
Which I'm very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And just has a tremendous knowledge of music, and especially the music of the 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And I'll turn it over to Mike, because
that's
who you really want to talk to.
Well, and especially the music of Nebraska.
Right.
And the artists here. So, Mike, thanks for being a part of the sit-in today.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this since Dave came to us with the idea. So, and normally on these sit-ins, we focus a lot on the individual, but today it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to focus more on the music. But before we get turned to the music, let's find out more about you. Where were you born?
Fremont native, went to school at UNL and a couple of years in the Army, but pretty much Fremont my entire life.
All right. And married?
Yeah, married with six boys.
Any grandkids?
Eight.
Wow. Isn't that great? Are they all musicians like yourself?
Most of them are, yes.
Okay. Is your wife a musician?
Yeah, she and her family also were singers and played piano and accordion and all kinds of types of music.
Kind of like the Carter family, huh?
Yeah.
You married into the Carter family?
Yeah.
Were your folks musical when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Mother was a piano teacher, organist in the choir. My father played tuba and the vibes. Mm-hmm. And just the whole family, grandparents.
So you grew up around music then?
That's right.
Yeah. What instruments do you play?
Primarily guitar. Early on, I played trumpet and a little bit of drums, but mostly guitar.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you joined your first band? Or started? Maybe you started it. I don't know.
We started Fremont, Nebraska's first rock and roll band in 1962, so I'm 57 years into it.
Yeah. Called? Yeah.
The Nomads.
The Nomads. All right. And where'd you play?
We played all over. We ended up going to UNL after high school, and most of us stayed together through college,
mm-hmm.
and we changed the name at that some point, but I've continued on from there.
Yeah, and then the Nomads, you played with who?
We changed the name to J. Harrison B. and the Bumbles, which was everybody. It's kind of like the hydraulic bananas. You had to have a strange name back then. Upon graduation, I joined a band out of Norfolk called The Smoke Ring that had some chart success in the late 60s.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that as we get deeper into the hour here. And then after Smoke Ring, were there any other... I think I know the answer to this. You're still actually playing now.
Yeah, I have been pretty much continue, other than a couple of years in the Army, 69 to 71. I've been playing pretty well continuously since then.
Yeah, and who you're playing with now?
Right now, I play with... I've done some performance with Wes Stingley's father, Jerry. We did a little duo. Mm-hmm. We have a family jam session that we do every year around the holidays with all the boys, and that's coming up December 22nd.
Yeah, we're going to talk. We'll talk more about that too. Yeah, where you get a chance to see Mike and his family. All right, let's get into some of the history here of music that originates or has some tie to Nebraska. And these are all these songs that they showed up on the pop charts.
Everything I have today was. I think there's one or two that there was something at one time. I think it's still around. Billboard, of course, and Cashbox and Record World. Mm-hmm. But Billboard had the Hot 100, but they had something called Bubbling Under the Hot 100. And a couple of these songs hit like 114 and 115.
Bubbled, but didn't quite break through. Well, and is it okay if we can do this chronologically?
Absolutely.
Let's go back. The first song you have here is from 1947.
That's correct. This was a major artist that a lot of people around here probably never have heard before. His name was Wynonie Harris. Grew up in Omaha and died in Los Angeles in 1969. However, in the late 40s and the early 50s, he was probably one of, if not the top-selling rhythm and blues artist in the country. Of course, that was what they called race records back then. Of course, he was played much more in the metro areas and the Deep South.
Mm-hmm.
But Wynonie, they didn't count back then, but multiple million sellers. And interestingly, a lot of his songs, not this one, a lot of his songs were a little bit ribald. I mean, I won't mention the names, but they were kind of nasty.
Ah, okay. All right. A little edge to them.
Yeah, quite a little edge.
Okay,
yeah.
Quite a little edge.
But...
This is Wynonie Harris.
With Good Rockin' Tonight, which was later covered by Elvis Presley, but this was his big hit in 1947.
It's a Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network.
I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Away all my blues. Have you heard the news? There's good rockin' tonight. Rock, on, rock. I got the news. Everybody's gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I got the news. Everybody's rocking tonight. Well, Elder Brown, Deacon Jones, they've even left the happy home. They'll be there just you wait and see. A jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey man, that's good rocking tonight. Sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too. They'll be there jumping like mad. Hey sister, ain't you glad? We got the news. bells put a rock in the night. Hoy, 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 bells put a rock in the night.
Good rocking tonight, and Wynonie Harris from 1947 on the Boomer Radio Network. It's a Boomer sit-in today, featuring music from Nebraska with Nebraska Ties, and Mike Simrad is with us, a historian of Nebraska music. And you said Wynonie was born and raised in Omaha?
Yeah, he ended up graduating from Omaha Central High School, and then ventured to Los Angeles is where he became the star.
Yeah, so that was recorded probably in L.A. then?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
It could have been Cincinnati because that's where some of the labels were from.
But. Man, what a great song. I had not heard that before.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of about the same time period of Omaha music, or maybe a little bit later, Richetta Wilson.
Yeah.
Richetta, do you know Richetta?
And I've met her and have done a couple of jam sessions with her when she could still sing. She is incredible.
Oh, amazing talent. Just an amazing talent. All right, that's from 1947. We're going through this chronologically. So, Mike, where do you want to go next here? What song?
I'm going to take you up a couple of decades, actually. There wasn't a whole lot of 50s, per se, that hit the charts out of Omaha, but...
Well, let's just real quick here. We won't play. Have a chance to play, or maybe we will later if we can get to it. Bobby Lowell.
Bobby Lowell was from Lincoln, Nebraska, and had Nebraska's first rock and roll record in 1956.
Okay.
Called Baby Baby, and I had the honor of meeting him around 1998 when he came back to Omaha, and we did some recordings that were actually released in Europe, rockabilly type things. But Bobby was a legend.
How about Andy and the Live Wires?
Andy and Live Wires was Andy Anderson fronted incredible amount of bands in the early 60s. They had the Live Wires, the Playboys, the Manhattans, and a band called the Bugs that tried to jump on the Beatles craze, and a lot of friends of mine.
The Bugs.
But Andy's one that hit the regional and I think national charts. He got signed to Liberty Records out of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an instrumental called Maggie that hit the charts.
Okay.
That we'll get to if we can.
Yeah, all right. Okay, 1966. Gene McDaniels.
Yeah, that's Eugene Booker McDaniels.
Booker McDaniels.
Yeah. Born in Omaha, had a couple of doo-wop local bands that were popular, signed out of Duke and Federal Records out of Cincinnati. However, again, ventured out to L.A. in the early 1960s. And this record, I think, was released in 1961.
Oh, okay.
And he had three or four major hits on Liberty Records again. We got time for one. It was probably his biggest hit called 100 Pounds of Clay that a lot of people will recognize, but probably had no idea that he was an Omaha native.
No idea. Gene McDaniels, 100 Pounds of Clay. 100 Pounds of Clay. On the Boomer Radio Network, and a sit-in today with with Mike Simrad, and a special hour dedicated to the music of Nebraska.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing." Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did. With just 100 pounds of clay, he made my life worth living. And I will thank him every day for every kiss you're giving. And I'll thank him every night for the arms that are holding me tight. And he did it all with just 100 pounds of clay. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Now can't you just see him walking around and round, picking the clay up off the ground, knowing just what he should do,
to make a living, dream like you. He rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for a man. Whoa.
Gene McDaniels, 100 Pounds of Clay on the Boomer Radio Network of Boomer Sit-In today. It is 419, and with us is Mike Simrad, historian of Nebraska music, and Gene McDaniels, born here in Omaha. That was that's his tie. That's an amazing story, and he was a songwriter, too.
Yeah, he wrote a number of hits. His biggest hit was Feel Like Making Love from 1974 by Roberta Flack, as one of major seller.
All right. More music to come up here on the Boomer Radio Network. I'm kind of interested in what you know about the Coachmen, because they were very, very popular. We'll talk about them next on the Boomer Radio Network. Let's take a check of traffic.
Boomer traffic.
And see what's happening out there. Traffic is brought to you by the Sojourn Cafe on Main Street in downtown Ralston. Veteran-owned, serving up great food from 7 to 2 every day, except Mondays. And they have some great reviews online. So do check them out. All right. We had an earlier accident on northbound 480 near Martha and another one around Woolworth. And those may be the same accident. We're not sure, but expect to slow down there. And southbound 680 approaching Pacific, there still may be a stalled car with a slowdown for you there. You see something in traffic, let us know. 553-1490.
Great singers have been singing about time for years. Hi, this is Kermit Ang with Fashion Cleaners. Cyndi Lauper sang Time After Time. It was Time in a Bottle for Jim Croce, and Time a-wasting if you ask June Carter Cash. At Fashion Cleaners, our customers are singing our praises for saving them time and money with our free home and pickup and delivery service. So unless you're sticks and have too much time in your hands, call Fashion Cleaners today and start saving time with us. Passion, service, and innovation. FashionCleaners.com.
At Gene Steffi, the clock is ticking on huge savings during the Big Finish event. Get employee pricing, plus additional incentives and rebates that can apply to both leases and sale prices. You can lease a new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Quad Cab 4x4, just $199 a month. Gene Steffi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the home of the warranty forever, in Fremont or GeneSteffi.com. 27 months, 10,000 miles a year, $29.89 due at signing. Must finance through Ally with approved credit. Expires 1/2/20.
Great news! You can save big on your holiday shopping at your local Sprint store. Now through Sunday, December 15th, when you switch to Sprint, you can pick up a new Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.1 on us. That's right, get a Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.1 on us when you add unlimited data for just $25 per month. How's that for holiday savings? Plus, when you switch to Sprint, you'll get $100 via prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The more lines you switch, the more savings you'll get. There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Stop by your local Sprint store now through Sunday, December 15th to learn more and check out other great holiday deals. That's now through Sunday, December 15th at Sprint. Requires port and 60 days of service before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. Tab A $0 per month after 14, 17 monthly credit for 24 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Unlimited plan, data deprioritization, and speed maximums apply. Excludes tax and roaming.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
This is it, your last chance to give a great holiday gift this decade. But time is ticking. Luckily for you, Dell and Intel have a sale to end 2019 on a high note and kick off the new decade in style. Score new deals every weekday and save big on computers that redefine what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. There's also deals on an amazing selection of the best electronics brands, all with free shipping. If you get moving today, you can get great gifts under the tree in time. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/holiday. Remember to look for Intel.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's 423 on the Boomer Radio Network, and a Boomer sit-in today with Mike Simrad, and Dave Nelson is with us also. He's the one who kind of put this all together. It's about the history of music in Nebraska. And Irish Terry on the phone. Hello, Irish Terry.
Hi, Jack. How are you? Hi, Mike.
Hello. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I remember you guys. I mean, I'm a Fremont boy, and I made the Armory every chance I got, the City Auditorium. You guys are just fantastic. I can't believe they're doing this on the radio. I wish Jerry Ladd could hear this. He's out in California.
That's well, right. But it's being recorded, so I'm sure that somebody will send it to him. So,
gosh, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
It was a great time to be alive.
Okay, now
I'll tell you what, you guys just made our lives, and we think about it all. I think about it all the time, because we had a great time.
Go on ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Terry, this is Dave Nelson.
Yeah, Dave.
Hey, I started the Brakeman with Jerry and Jim, and we did that in the summer of 1965. Spent most of it in the lad's basement, rehearsing, and. I don't know if you remember the Battle of Bands we had with the Chevrons. That was the first time we've really made a great impact on Fremont.
Well, I don't remember that, but I remember going to Sandy's Escape, and you guys had the same uniforms as Paul Revere.
Actually, they were slightly different, okay?
The feather was a little different on the hat.
No, the difference was this. Paul Revere and the Raiders wore revolutionary costumes.
Uh-huh.
Ours were actually based on French railroad trainmen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we were called the Brakeman.
The Brakeman. Okay. That makes sense. Well, Irish Terry, thanks for checking in. You can't see these guys lit up when they heard you on the phone there. They were excited to
best.
You. All right.
They are the best, and I wish these young people now could have been around in them times.
Yeah. All right, hey, keep booming, my friend.
I will, Jack. Thanks a lot.
All right. Talking about local music, Nebraska music, pop music with Nebraska ties. We've already talked about Wynonie Harris from 1947, Good Rockin' Tonight. What a great song that was. Played Gene McDaniels. He was born in Omaha, 100 Pounds of Clay. A lot of people familiar with that. And that brings us to, about 1965 here, Mike?
Yeah, 1965. One of the most popular, again, Sandy's Escapes band, and all around about an 11, 12 state area, was a really great band called the Coachmen. And they were very, very popular throughout that whole Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And they recorded a song called Mr. Moon in 1965 that hit the Billboard charts under something called Bubbling Under the Hot 100. And they sold a lot of records.
Yeah,
they hit number 114 in the nation. And had another band a little later, which we don't have today, called Professor Morrison's Lollipop. Don't you love the names? That did chart called We Got the Love. That charted the same guys.
Yeah.
But we don't have time today for that one. But anyway, right. Here's Mr. Moon by the Coachmen.
It's a Boomer sit-in on the Boomer Radio Network.
Mr. Moon shining bright is watching my baby tonight. Well, the only one to see just where my baby can be.
Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon,
Mr. Moon. Oh, Mr. Moon. I go walking out alone, wondering where my girl has gone.
Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon.
But now I know how bad.
Mr. Moon and the Coachman on the Boomer Radio Network, and that from 1965. And Mike Simrad has picked that out. Obviously, the Coachman with a lot of Nebraska ties that were from right in this area. Where was the hometown?
Originally Lincoln, then they moved to Omaha.
Okay.
Throughout the 60s.
It's a Boomer sit-in today with Dave is here. Dave Nelson. What do we call Mike? Historian?
Mike. Historian is a great term for it.
Historian of Nebraska music. I don't know. Mike Simrad, amazing. And your family, you guys perform annually in the Fremont area about this time of year. That's about coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, this is our 23rd year of doing this, and we call it the Simrad Family Holiday Jam. And there'll be about four of my children, my boys.
Uh-huh.
And me and all kinds of other really good musicians. And it's going to be December 22nd on Sunday from 6 until 10 at the Corner Bar in Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be packed.
Is there an admission charge?
No cover charge.
Just no cover, nothing.
It's just
show
a
up.
Great time. It was huge last year, and I presume it'll continue. Yeah.
Now, Wes Stingley, who is Johnny Ray Gomez's producer here for the Sunday night show, and he fills in for me sometimes on the drive home, he said that your son is someone of note as a musician. Is he going to be a part of this?
I've got several boys that are in the music business. My son Mike Jr. has a record production company, talent agency, recording studio, record label in Lincoln, and there's several very popular bands in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And my youngest son Nicholas has been touring internationally for about 4 or 5 years with a couple of Grammy Award winners. He's got with Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles. And they've got Aretha Franklin's bass player and Prince's drummer. Corey Henry, the main guy, has got a couple of Grammys with a band called Snarky Puppy, which is a very popular jazz rock group.
Yeah.
And so Nick has been touring with him and some other people. He lives in Los Angeles, but he'll be back to play piano at our jam session.
He'll be back. Oh, man, that sounds great, Mike. Smoke Ring was of great note. Did some things of historical significance as far as Nebraska bands go. We want to talk about that.
Okay.
We're going to do that next on the Boomer Radio Network. It's 4:32, and let's take a look at Boomer Traffic.
Boomer Traffic.
Thank you very much, and it is brought to you by Chiropractic Group of Nebraska. Surgery should be a last resort, and Dr. Whit Brumman will work with you to diagnose and treat your symptoms to achieve longevity through motion. Schedule your free consultation at Cairo Group NE. Well, things have been pretty quiet out there in traffic after those first couple of accidents we had early on 480 southbound. But it looks like things are moving along pretty good for you. I say that, and then I look at the flow map, and you're still backed up in traffic on 480 southbound from about Woolworth. So expect a slowdown there. But that's about it on the interstate system. 553-1490. If you see something in traffic, let us know.
At U.S. Cellular, we know you work hard, so we work hard to give you the best deals. Like 50% off the latest smartphones, so you can keep streaming, keep posting, keep hustling, and keep more of what you've earned. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 50% off the latest smartphones. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited Even Better Plan. New line port in credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
Remind your loved ones how much you care with AAA gift memberships. It's the gift that keeps giving throughout the year because you're giving peace of mind on the road. 24-hour roadside service, coverage in any car, anytime, anywhere, battery service, fuel delivery, lockout service, tire service, and more, not to mention all the member discounts. Show your card and save on dining, shopping, hotels, travel, and more at 120,000 locations nationwide. Plus, access to the AAA Travel Agency and their great triptychs and tour books. It's easy to give, and it always fits. To give AAA memberships to the loved ones on your list, visit any AAA branch. 3 locations in Omaha, 1 in Bellevue, or call 1-800-AAA-NEBR today. AAA, expect something more, and tell them Boomer Radio sent you.
Hey, if you're an Omaha native, you'll remember a talented star Creighton basketball player, Bimbo Petro. I met him when he first opened his dental practice in the 70s, and today he's an accomplished and admired dentist. Warm, engaging, heart-centered, and gentle, Bimbo's a prince of a guy who knows his way around a molar. In fact, everyone on his staff is a star. Call for meet and greet. Tell him Wingy introduced you. Bimbo Petro DDS, 144th, just north of Dodge, 397-4505. 397-4505.
Having a high yield harvest matters. Having a positive ROI matters even more. NK's broad genetic portfolio was developed using advanced technologies and traits, plus the latest data analytics, so we can recommend products that deliver the value you need to help maximize your operation's profit potential.
In this area, check out NK1082. This hybrid offers excellent yield potential across the entire Corn Belt with AgriSure Artesian technology. Ask your NK retailer about NK1082 and other top-performing products.
It is 5:35. I'm an hour off. 4:35, it's a Boomer Sit-In on the Boomer Radio Network with Mike Simrad, Nebraska musical historian, Dave Nelson. It played with, what band did you play in? It was
Basically the Brakeman.
The Brakeman was
the one people would know. I played another band up in Minnesota in college, but
yeah,
that's another story.
Okay, all right. But Mike's claim to fame, I guess, if you could say that, if you narrowed it down to one band where you guys had the most success, would have been Smoke Ring.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, so we have a regular listener to The Drive Home here. His name is Old Michael. And Old Michael asked me a question that he wanted me to ask you.
Sure.
And it had to do with the Old Sun Studios.
Okay, I can tell you a little bit.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. Smoke Ring was after college I joined the Smoke Ring, which was a very popular Midwest band out of Norfolk, Nebraska. And we used to, obviously there's a lot of good players, but networking is, in any business, is very important. And we used to actually back name musicians for a fee, and then we would take the door and we'd make some good money too. Rufus Thomas from Walking the Dog, Dickie Lee, the Shangri-Las, Everly Brothers, etc. But Dickie Lee was the one that really enjoyed our band, and he ended up taking us back to Memphis, Tennessee, and we recorded at something called Sam Phillips Recording Studio, which was the second home of Sun Records.
Okay.
Sam's son, Knox Phillips, was our producer. We had Stan Kessler, who was Elvis's bass player, et cetera, et cetera. And so we were a rhythm and blues band, a rocking band. However, they said, why don't we try this song? And we kind of went, I don't know if this will work. So they had us do a remake of I think it was 1954, Four Lads big band hit called No Not Much. And we did that in 1968, released locally, and ended up being picked up by Buddha Records out of New York City, which was a major label at that time.
And was it recorded in Memphis? Where it was recorded in that studio.
Right.
Yeah. So and so on this record... You mentioned one of those the guys that played with Elvis. Is he on this then or not?
Yes, not that guy. A guy named Bobby Wood is one of the best known session players in Memphis, and then evolved into Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a piano player on this record and organist on this record.
So is this a song you guys played on American Bandstand?
Yes, it is.
This is it. All right. The only Nebraska band to have ever played on American Bandstand.
I believe that's correct.
With Dick Clark. What was that like?
It was pretty amazing. We flew out for a couple of days, and it was interesting. Bandstand then was on every Saturday with two artists on each show. However, they recorded all eight in one day.
Ah, okay.
So it was pretty amazing for us to watch the other name people, the Ventures and Tommy Rowe and et cetera, coming in to do their part of the show.
Wow.
Probably nobody remembered or noticed, but the kids that were dancing in the studio, of course, had the same clothes on for a month at a time.
All right, the song is No, Not Much, recorded in Memphis. Played on American Bandstand by Nebraska band based out of Norfolk, Smoke Ring, with our Boomer Sit-In guest, Mike Simrad.
I don't need you like the
not much. Smoke Ring on the Boomer Radio Network, and one of the members of Smoke Ring, Mike Simrad, historian of Nebraska music, is our Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network. And so you guys performed that song on American Bandstand, and it obviously it charted, it did well for you guys. You guys must have made a fortune on that. You guys.
Well, somebody did. The label made a lot more than we did. Our performance fees went up considerably over that 2 or 3 months it was on the charts. But
Yeah. What did you guys used to get performance fees at that time?
I don't remember for sure. I think we were probably $600 to $800 a night back then. And when the record hit, we would get some gigs up in the $2,000 to $3,000 range, mm-hmm. which was huge money back in 1969.
Yeah. Larry wanted to know how you got the name Smoke Ring.
Well, there's some stories. I don't know it was named. Probably from smoking meaning various things, but probably a smoking band or a hot band, and a ring as a group of musicians.
Okay.
So
all right.
It could be anything you want it to be.
Very diplomatically handled. Hopefully Larry will be satisfied with that answer, Mike. So you have quite a vinyl collection yourself.
I started collecting just because I like the love of the music and love the history. So I started collecting Nebraska and Midwest recordings, anywhere from big hits all the way down to minimal selling garage band records. So I have an extensive collection of
how many? But
several thousand, I suppose.
How do you keep the kids and grandkids out of it?
Very difficult.
Under lock and key.
That's right.
Yeah, those safe deposit boxes aren't that big to hold
right.
all that. Well, that's amazing. All right, we're kind of time-wise here. You want to talk about another song? I think we could probably talk about, let's see here, Smoke Ring. That was 1968. We have the Rumbles about that same time period with Jezebel. That's a song we play here on Boomer every now and then.
Right.
So we want to actually play this song. But
it was a regional hit by one of... They're actually an Iowa band, but they're thought of as Nebraska. They played all over the West.
Yeah, we claim them.
Yeah. And Jezebel was probably their most popular, a great song recorded in Chicago on Mercury Records. Mm-hmm. So.
And that's the original Jezebel. I didn't realize there was, that goes back.
Frankie Lane, maybe in the mid-50s.
Yeah, something
not
like
sure
that.
Not sure about that.
All right. Let's see if we can squeeze in 1971, Buddy Miles, Them Changes. Buddy Miles. He has a Nebraska tie?
Buddy Miles is an Omaha native. He grew up in North Omaha, played in local bands, and ended up hitting the road when he was about 16 or 17. He played with Ruby and the Romantics. He was the drummer for Wilson Pickett before Buddy was known. He was a killer singer and drummer. But then over time, he formed a band that was out of L.A., but they were called the Electric Flag that had... I think there was 4 or 5 over time Omaha people on it. That was a groundbreaking rhythm and blues album.
Yeah.
And then in the 70s, he played with Jimi Hendrix. So this is
this has a Jimi Hendrix feel to it a little bit.
This is Them Changes by Buddy Miles.
It's the Boomer Radio Network, and a sit-in today with Mike Simrad. Omaha, we'll claim him, Buddy Miles.
I don't
Them Changes and Buddy Miles on the Boomer Radio Network. Born in Omaha and definitely a part of the Nebraska music history. Mike Simrad is here, formerly of Smoke Ring and a historian of Nebraska music. This is I did not realize that about Buddy Miles. How old was he when he left Omaha? Do you know?
Yeah, I think he went on the road with Ruby and the Romantics in when he was like 16 or 17.
So his musical roots were definitely right here.
Absolutely.
In Omaha. And a Raisin? One of the Raisins? Mm-hmm. California Raisins?
He played with Jimi Hendrix. He played with Santana. And he was very popular much later with the California Raisins albums that were put out. Wow. That were spurned off of the TV commercial.
Oh, man.
So he was an amazing Nebraska artist.
All right. That's a big hit for him in 1971. Now we're working our way up through the 70s. I think while we're in the 70s, in that time period, we won't have a chance to play it, but Zager and Evans, let's talk about them.
Zager and Evans, Denny Zager and Rick Evans, were part of a great band called The Eccentrics in Lincoln that were extremely popular throughout the country. They did a lot of club dates. A little bit after the demise of that band, or that group broke up, they formed a Zager and Evans acoustic duo playing at the Clayton House in Lincoln.
Yeah. Well, was this while they were at Nebraska Wesleyan? Because I know they had something with Wesleyan ties.
I think Rick went to Nebraska.
Maybe that's where they met.
Maybe they both did. Yeah. I don't know for sure. But they recorded in the year 2525. It was written many years before by Rick Evans, who was the main songwriter and lead singer for that band.
Oh, amazing stuff.
And got picked up by RCA and sold multiple millions. Number one for like 9 or 10 weeks on Billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing group.
All right, a couple of songs coming up here from groups. I mean, many probably know the Nebraska ties, and maybe not. We're talking about the Eagles and Mr. Mister. So coming up here next on the Boomer Radio Network with Mike Simrad.
Boomer Traffic.
All right, Boomer Traffic, and it is brought to you by Care Builders at Home. Their goal is to keep your loved ones in their home as long as possible. Contact them for a free in-home consultation. Care Builders at Home, Omaha. com. Still seeing a bit of a slowdown for you on 480 southbound because of that accident at about, it's Woolworth, I believe. It's close to that. It's near there. And very slow for you coming out of downtown on 480 southbound. Starting to see pressure build now on I-80 between the 480 and 680, both east and westbound. And the West Dodge Expressway, yep, you're slow now, at least until you get past Boys Town. You see something in traffic, let us know. 553-1490.
Guns, guns, guns! Attention hunters, collectors, and shooters, the Gun Show is back in town. Don't miss the big gun show this Saturday and Sunday at the Christensen Field Center in Fremont, Nebraska. Buy, sell, trade. Thousands of rifles, scopes, clips, ammunition, and more. Need money? Buyers will be paying top dollar for your old firearms. Make plans to attend the gun show this weekend, Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 3 at the Christensen Field Center in Fremont, Nebraska. Bring a friend, bring two, but don't you dare miss it.
Bag the bargains at Baumgart's with 20% off regular price from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday. Just walk in the store nearest to you and they'll give you a large plastic bag you can fill up with 20% off regular price bargains of your choice. With a few exceptions, anything that fits in the bag is 20% off regular price. You decide what's on sale at Baumgart's this Saturday in clothing, tools, pet, auto, and seasonal with 20% off. Plus, check this week's flyer for hot specials. Good through Monday. If you don't have one, go to Baumgars.com and browse it online. There's a bag full of bargains and big deals on the big stuff, too. And we're open late till 8 this Saturday at Baumgars.
What you need when you need it at Baumgars.
Thank you for making Polaris America's best-selling off-road brand. During the Polaris Great American Thank You event, you can get great deals at Johnson Cycle in Fremont. Come see us for the season's best prices on America's best-selling off-road lineup. Johnson Cycle in Fremont, your Polaris, Yamaha, and Kawasaki dealer since 1973. Rebates valid in U.S. through 12/31/19 on new 2016 through 2020 vehicles. Subject to credit approval, offers vary by model, see dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Advertised transaction is a rent-to-own transaction. Requires 13 payments to own. Total payments for ownership equals the weekly rental price times 13.
It seems like every time you turn around, there's a shiny new thing that makes life a little easier. Unfortunately, it usually comes with a shiny new price, and that makes getting it a little harder. From wearable technology and gaming to appliances, electronics, and computers, the best things in life are no longer out of reach, thanks to ownable.us. Ownable.us makes owning the latest technology a whole lot easier. For a few dollars today, Ownable lets you rent to own great new electronics quickly. You can keep renting as long as you like it. Stop if you don't. After 6 months of renting, it's yours to keep forever. Simply go to Ownable.us to get all the top brands in any category, brand new with customer reviews. Your order will be conveniently shipped to your home, or you can pick it up at a local Best Buy. Right now, you can even save $10 off at checkout by entering promo code GIFT. That's $10 at checkout with promo code GIFT. Ownable. Rent it for weeks. Own it forever.
It's 4:53, and this is The Drive Home on the Boomer Radio Network. Special Boomer sit-in today with Mike Simrad. And Mike is was with the group Smoke Ring. We've covered a lot, and he's a historian of Nebraska music. We've covered a lot of ground in this hour. We've heard from many. We heard from Irish Terry, who knew you guys from back in the day when you were playing in Fremont and the Armory. And also we heard from Chris, who was one of the mobettes and standing in front of the stage singing along to your songs.
On stage.
And now, Jack, you have a question for Mike.
Yeah, Mike, Jack Morris here. I don't know if you remember or not. I went to Norfolk Catholic, and you guys played at a lot of our festivities there, like proms and homecomings. I graduated in 68, and I remember Jim Casey and Roger Volk and those guys used to call you Pinky.
That's correct. That's right.
And I don't know how you got that nickname, but I'd be curious to find out.
I can tell you quickly, in 1962, with our first band, the Nomads, we went swimming at the Fremont State Lakes, and I'm very light-complected, and I fell asleep on the beach and boiled my entire body. I was pink and actually played the next night sitting on a chair with a swimsuit on and a pillow because I was so sunburned.
Oh, man, that's a great story. Thanks for the call, Jack. Keep booming, my friend. All right, we're down to last. We're only going to get one more song in here, but we wanted to talk about one of the obvious Nebraska ties. Which of these... Now, which one did you want to be sure to play, and then we'll talk about the other
one? Let's play Randy Meisner.
Okay, we're going to play Randy Meisner. Okay, so Steve Ferris, Mr.
Steve, a very good friend of mine. He was actually a customer of mine when I worked at Fremont National Bank when he was out in L.A. recording with a band called Mr. His history, I can't tell you everything, but he played in Eddie Money's band, the Pointer Sisters, Whitesnake, all kinds of bands, but he and some guys got together in the early 80s and formed a band called Mr. They had three top 10 national hits, sold multiple millions of records. Broken Wings and Is It Love were number one and number five in the country on Billboard. And this one was also number one. It's Kyrie by Steve Ferris on lead guitar. And it was a huge hit.
Wow. Yeah, it was. And Steve, again, where did he grow up? It was...
In Fremont. Yeah.
Man. What's with Fremont? Something in the water up there or what?
Just a bunch of good musicians and good beer, I guess.
Okay,
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. All right. Where was Randy Meisner from?
Randy was from Western Nebraska, from Scotts Bluff.
Okay.
And played in the Drivin' Dynamics, then evolved out to California with various bands. He was in Linda Ronstadt's first band as a musician. Played with Poco. And then he and other guys formed the Eagles in the early 70s. And he wasn't the main lead singer. That was Henley and Fry. But Randy's had one of their, and sings this song, one of their biggest hits from 1975 called Take It to the Limits.
All right. Well, we're going to have, this hour went way too fast. We're going to have to wrap up with that one.
That's fine.
Wow. Appreciate it so much. Dave Nelson in the studio with us. You put this together. It was your idea. You hatched this. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And Mike, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for sharing all this wealth of information and knowledge of the history of Nebraska music. And it goes much deeper. We just barely scratched the surface.
That's right.
In this very short hour. So another Boomer sit-in and The Drive Home on the Boomer Radio Network.